All may know God the Father, August 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, it is the gift of God. Jesus Christ is our spiritual touchstone. He reveals the Father. The mind must be prepared to appreciate the work and words of Christ, for he came from heaven to awaken a desire and to give the bread of life to all who hunger for spiritual knowledge. Inspiration declared that his mission was to preach the gospel to the poor, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. His word declared that he should set judgment on the earth, and that the isles should wait for his law, that Gentiles should come to his light, and kings to the brightness of his rising. This was the messenger of the covenant yet to come, the Son of Righteousness yet to rise upon our world. Adam and Eve were formed in the image of God. But Satan worked constantly to destroy the divine similitude. The holy pair yielded to temptation, and God's image was obliterated. Christ put his hand a second time to the work. He would recreate human beings. When the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son. Hear, O heaven, and be astonished, O earth. The appointed instructor appears, and he is no other than the Son of God. His divinity was clothed with humanity. Christ came to reveal perfection amid the imperfection of a world corrupted by disobedience and sin. The eternal Word appeared in human form, bringing with him all grace, all healing, all efficiency. He brought with him the bread of life, which, if received, will be to us as the tree of life. The inspired Word declares of this teacher, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass, that every soul, which will not hear that prophet, shall be destroyed from among the people." The question of how to obtain a knowledge of God is to all a life and death question. Read Christ's prayer to his Father, intended not merely as an important lesson in education for the disciples, but to come down through all time for the benefit of those who would read the inspired writings. "Father," he prayed, "the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent."